The first full-scale human trial of AIDS vax showed it appears to work differently on people depending on their race. Dr. Dennis Mackey heads infectious disease programs at University Hospital in Madison. He does not find this surprising at all.
An individual's genetic makeup can have a very substantial impact on their vulnerability to disease, how they respond to different infections, and even how they may respond to vaccines.
The experimental vaccine failed to protect whites and Hispanics against AIDS, but the manufacturer says it's 78% effective in blacks. This could help the more than 3 million people infected with HIV in Africa. But Dr. Mackey points out that Asia also has an epidemic. He says the ideal vaccine should provide protection against HIV for all races.
It's spreading very rapidly and growing rapidly, and they're going to need vaccines as badly as Africa. And there is still continued HIV infection in the United States. There are still hundreds of people get infected every day.
Mackey says research into AIDS vaccines has been going on a long time, but produced only frustrating results. Because of this, he considers even partial success heartening. Approval by the Food and Drug Administration is uncertain. Mackey says if this vaccine research data proves to be solid, he hopes the federal government would at least allow the drug to be tried on certain groups on a trial basis. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.